The next patient is Herman McConiel. The last name is McConiel. Herman, H-E-R-M-A-N. 86-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of acute kidney injury with nephrotic syndrome. The glomerulopathy workup was reported negative. The patient is going through a process in which he lost the wife of 66 years and his heart is completely broken. Period. He doesn't want to consider a hospice care at the present time. He is not eating properly. He is not resting properly. He has fallen to the floor from the couch twice. He doesn't want anybody to take care of him. The daughter is willing to take care of him. On a regular basis, however, he's reluctant to accept that as well. We're in a very difficult situation. The home health is going to the place to see him, to care for an ulceration that he has in one of the toes. Today, he comes with a creatinine of 2.8, a BUN of 40, estimated EFR 21, fasting blood sugar 141. The CBC is normal, and the patient continues to have a nephrotic syndrome with a proteinuria of 4,620 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The consideration of medication like finerenone or SGLT2 inhibitor, it is going to be a futile idea in this particular setting. I discussed it at length with the family. I am going to continue just the care period. The patient has macular degeneration that is treated by the ophthalmologist. The patient has atrial fibrillation. And a history of pulmonary embolism that is anticoagulated with Eliquis. Following number, the patient has diabetes mellitus that is under control. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Blood pressure reading today 130 over 60. We're going to reevaluate the case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup if needed. I spent 10 minutes reviewing the lab. In the face-to-face, 25 minutes. Documentation, 7 minutes.